This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. Wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Put a smile on your face. It's hump day. You've crested the peak of the week. We're on our way to the weekend and life is good. Granted, apparently nuclear winter is coming because of India and Pakistan. I'm going to have BK on next hour to explain what all this is all about. So if you've been seeing it in the news and don't understand the area or what's going on, knowledge is coming your way in next hour. We're going to talk about Joe Biden reemerging into public life with, of course, his wife, Jill. We're going to talk about what people want versus what they say they want. Yes, we'll discuss more about these GOP senators being the protectors of the swamp. Trump is threatening Colorado. Europe is enjoying all the wonders of mass immigration as their women apparently have been raped at three times the normal average. All that, the system having you pay for its revolution, and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's talk about Joe Biden emerging from the shadows. But before we get to that, let me ask you something. I really, really genuinely am curious. Have you thought about retirement? Not that you're going to retire, or maybe you already are retired, but have you thought about what you might do when you retire one day? What's that look like for you? Corey, have you thought about it? We don't have Jewish producer Chris tonight. We got Corey in the house. You've never thought about it, Corey? It's never occurred to you at all. You're a really weird person, Corey. I have. And no, I'm not about to retire. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'm in my prime. I'm happy to be here, but already I think to myself, well, I'm going to get a house that has a little bit more space. A couple acres, nothing major, but I'm going to find an area where I can get a couple acres just so I'm not right by my neighbor. I'm going to live close to my grandkids, if I have some, Lord willing. I'm going to go to every T-ball game. I'm going to relax. That's what I've already thought about retirement. And none of the things that have occurred to me involve being in the public eye at all. I'm going to travel with Bob whenever we feel like it. Maybe we'll go see all 50 states. Maybe we'll rent an RV. Maybe we'll go overseas to Africa or Europe or something like that on vacation. But none of my retirement dreams involve being in the public eye. Not on television, not on the radio, not on social media. I'm just going to go away. And I find the people who don't so odd. Joe Biden, these politicians, really all of them, the Clintons, all of them, but we'll make it about Biden. Why doesn't he just go away? Both of them, him and Jill, why don't you go away? Joe Biden was a United States senator for about 10,000 years, and then he was the United States president for 4 years. Granted, he was horrible and everyone hated him, and he'll be mocked relentlessly throughout, for the rest of our time as a country. Everyone will look back at the Joe Biden presidency like a punchline. I get that, but still, president. He's going to get a presidential library. When he dies, dignitaries from around the world will show up and pay their respects. Overall, pretty good resume. My resume is not going to look like that. And his health is obviously terrible. He doesn't have 20 years left. I don't think that's radical to say. I'd be shocked if he had five. Even with all the health care, we all see the deterioration. It happens. I'll never see his age, so I'm not making fun of him. That's not in the cards for me. But why don't you go away? Why don't you go to the beach? From what I understand, he loves Nantucket. Go to that rich person island. It's lovely. I've been there once. Go to Nantucket. Enjoy the water. Eat ice cream. Enjoy yourself. But these people can't do it. They can't just go away. He had to emerge. And why did he emerge for this sit-down interview, which we'll get to in just a moment? Why did he emerge? Because of his wife. Because his wife got a sweet gig from the system. And for new listeners, allow me to explain the system really quickly. 30 seconds to a minute here. All of our institutions, nations, all nations are built on their institutions. The institutions are supposed to be separate. All of ours were infected and filtrated and taken over by filthy communists, from the media to the government, entertainment, everything. It was all taken over, every institution, even our sports institutions. Now all the institutions work together, hand in hand, robbing us blind and destroying the country. It's a gang of bank robbers now who decided they can loot the bank more efficiently if they work together. That's what the system is. And if you're a member of the system, meaning a Democrat in good standing, a member of the Communist Party, you are never out of work. And this is how it works in communist systems, you see. We talk about the history of communism, but we don't generally dig into the nitty-gritty of how it worked in daily life. But I'll tell you right now how it worked in the Soviet Union, in East Germany, in Cambodia. You didn't have to be a member of the Communist Party. You didn't have to be a communist, but you did if you wanted a good job. In East Germany, for example, the applications to join the Communist Party, to join the Stasi, to become a member of the Communist Party, the applications were long, lots of them, because that was the only way you could get better food, better housing conditions. If you wanted a ticket to a better life, you had to be part of the ruling Communist Party. That's what we have in large part here in the United States of America. Not totally. That's what we have in large part. Democrats like Jill Biden, they're never out of work. Look at Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki left from working at the White House right into a sweet gig in the news. This is how it works. You go right from politics to the media to Harvard to this and that. Always a new sweet gig. She now works at the Milken Institute. I haven't even looked up the Milken Institute. I haven't even looked it up. I don't know anything about it. Without even looking it up, I bet you money I can picture exactly what it is. It's another fake organization that does absolutely nothing, but it's a slush fund to hand out money to communists in good standing. And I would be willing to bet that either A, it is funded by extremely wealthy Democrat donors, and or B, it's funded by you. Bet you. Oh, you know what? I would bet this, and someone's looking it up as I'm talking about it on the radio. I bet it's even a nonprofit. A nonprofit probably gets big fat taxpayer checks. And now Jill Biden, she's heading up the women's health research at Milken Institute. That's, of course, how this works, because these people can never freaking go away. But that's kind of beside the point. Joe Biden showed up. And let's remember, this is a 30-minute, highly edited interview with the friendliest communist from the BBC they could possibly find, and still, this is how the interview went.
I do fear a little bit. I don't think it's been forgotten by the people. I think it's been forgotten by the leadership a little bit. Excuse my cough. The fact is that, he doesn't say it is. And I think the rest of the world, I know, and I can tell you, the last meeting of the G7, the meeting of the NATO 7, anyway, or the G20, which is a larger group. No, they don't have a point. Look, you have of all the NATO nations.
He was asked why he didn't drop out earlier. And wow, I'll tell you what, this cleared things up.
Should you have withdrawn earlier, given someone else a bigger chance?
I don't think it would have mattered. We left at a time when We had a good candidate. She's fully funded. And what happened was, I had become what we had set out to do. No one thought we could do. And become so successful in our agenda, it was hard to say, now I'm going to stop now.
Yeah, look, I was doing so well, I didn't want to drop out. I just assumed everybody loved it. So, yeah, that guy was president for 4 years. He did drop a little nugget in there that I think will lead us back to Republicans, which I want to focus on. It's not any fun to just make fun of the Bidens. We got to do that for 4 years. He did give an answer that was revealing. It had a little revealing moment. I'll play that for you in just a moment. Before we get to that answer, let me get to the pain in your life. Pain that you do not have to live with. That is a lie. You don't have to live with that pain. The physical pain that plagues you, that brings you down, is optional. Relief Factor can take it away. Your back doesn't have to hurt. Your feet, your hips, your knees, your muscles. Help your body. Your body's trying to fight the inflammation. Stop masking it and stop ignoring it. Start addressing the root cause of it. Relief Factor is here to take your pain away. 100% drug free. That's why I love it. It's a supplement. The longer you take it, the better it works. They're so confident in it, they're borderline cocky. They sell 3 weeks of it for $19.95. And they just tell you, hey, if it works, call back and order more. Almost everybody does because it works. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Joe dropped a juicy little nugget, probably inadvertently, at the end of this interview. I'll play it for you in a second. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, we're moving off of Joe Biden by doing one last thing on Joe Biden, because we're going to talk some more about these swamp rat Republicans. Joe Biden gave an answer. They were asking this reporter, if we're going to call him that, asked about Trump and stopping Trump. Now, visually, it helps more to watch this and than listen to it, which makes playing it on the radio kind of pointless. But I'll walk you through the whole thing. Here was Joe Biden when he answered the question.
When you talk of a threat to democracy, worry about a threat to democracy here at home, here in the United States.
I'm less concerned about that than I was, because I think the Republican Party is waking up to what Trump is about.
I'm less concerned about that threat to democracy stuff because I think the Republican Party is waking up. And if you watch him say it, you don't need to watch it. I'll describe it to you. When he says, I feel like the Republican Party is waking up, he gets this little smirk on his face. It's a very, very satisfied little smirk. Like when Ob tells me that she made an extra meatball sub for me to take to work, that look I get on my face. Yeah, Joe Biden looked pretty satisfied with how things are going right now. So how could that be? Well, let's talk about it, as we have many times before. Let's talk about Tom Tillis, for example. This guy wrote an email, was very angry. Jesse, this stinking rhino, probably jumped 3 feet when the Capitol building window was broken and then hid under his desk. So on and so forth. Apparently, he cares less about safety of the American women being... Okay, so this guy's angry about Tom Tillis. Tom Tillis would be the United States Senator from Red, North Carolina, who is stopping Ed Martin from taking over as U.S. Attorney in D.C. Well, we'll get to him and Lankford in a moment, but let's understand and remember this. Swampy D.C. Republicans from red states, they are holding the door open for the communists to infiltrate your country and your government in every way.
They pretend when they run for office that they will fight for you and stand up to the communists and fight for the country. And sometimes they do. Whenever they see an opportunity to get their stupid faces on television, they'll talk about the border wall or that they love Trump or guns or whatever. They know how to play the game. They know how to play the role. But when the rubber meets the road, when something really matters, when something will really hurt the communists, those Republicans can always be counted on to step in and protect the communists. Right when that door on American communism is about to slam shut, guys like Tom Tillis stick their foot in the door and welcome everybody in. Trump was asked about it.
Well, it's disappointing because, you know, I know Eddie's very talented. Crime is down in Washington, D.C. Street crime, violent crime by 25%. And people have seen, they've noticed a big difference. So I didn't know that, but if anybody voted against him, I feel very badly about it, only in the sense that in this short period of time that he's been there, crime is down 25% in Washington, D.C., but that's really up to the senators. If they, feel that way, they have to vote the way they vote. They have to follow their heart, and they have to follow their mind.
Okay. I have a big problem with that answer, to be honest with you. A big problem. Here's why I have a big problem with it. Ed Martin makes the swamp afraid. There's a reason they don't want him in that position, taking over as U.S. attorney of the D.C. court system. It makes them afraid. The D.C. court system has been protecting all the evil people in our government. The D.C. court system is the one that's been throwing the January 6 people in cages as fast as they can. So Trump is asked about Ed Martin being derailed by Tom Tillis. And he says, I'm disappointed, but hey, you got to vote with your heart. All right. Well, I wouldn't have an issue with that statement, except for the fact that Trump has challenged Thomas Massey and Chip Roy. He's threatened them with primary challenges if they don't go along with the budget stuff. So Thomas Massey and Chip Roy get threatened with primary challenges if they don't vote for the spending bills, but Tom Tillis torpedoes a critical Trump nominee and he gets got to vote with your heart.
Well, it's disappointing because, you know, I know Eddie's very talented. Crime is down in Washington, D.C. Street crime, violent crime by 25%. And people have seen, they've noticed a big difference. So I didn't know that, but if anybody voted against him, I feel very badly about it, only in the sense that in this short period of time that he's been there, crime is down 25% in Washington, D.C., but that's really up to the senators. If they, feel that way, they have to vote the way they vote. They have to follow their heart, and they have to follow their mind.
No! Threaten him, Mr. President! Threaten him! He's not above it. He'll do it. He's done it before. Put out a public statement and tell Tom Tillis he votes for Ed Martin or you'll be campaigning against him in the primary in North Carolina. Threaten him. Anyway, let's talk about another one of these senators, James Low-T Lankford. Before we get to James Lankford, let's get to Hillsdale College. Let's get to, I hate to sound like Chris, but I love things that are free. And I really love when people hand out wisdom for free. I love that Hillsdale does this. Hillsdale's been doing this for a long time, figuring out a way to take all that wonderful knowledge and get it out to as many people as possible. It's not just for all the students paying to come onto campus. They offer more than 40 free online courses for everybody. You, me, no matter who you are, no matter how old, you can learn from Hillsdale. Understanding Capitalism is one of their newest courses. The History of the Ancient Christian Church, all these things. Hillsdale, no cost. Go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse to enroll. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We get to Low-T Lankford next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Jewish producer Chris is out today, so there are probably going to be a whole lot of screw-ups with different musical things. Nobody even knows how the uploading of the show, if you're a podcast listener, is going to go. Why? Because Corey is running it. And so, look, I know your expectations for the show are normally pretty low. No matter how low they are, you need to go ahead and lower them a touch more today. We'll call that the Corey effect, if you will. We need to handicap it for Corey. Back to our senators. Old James Lankford. I misspoke yesterday and said he's primaried next year. He's not primaried for a long time, so don't get your hopes up. But these GOP senators, the swampiest senators, always stepping in to kneecap us when we need them the most. I have a bunch of emails of you people being angry at James Lankford. This guy says, how in the world can this weapons-grade loser represent blood red Oklahoma? What's this guy mad about? Well, with all the hubbub about deporting illegals, and of course the communists brought in as many as possible, and the communists have said, well, they need due process. And you know what that is. They don't care about due process of the Constitution. That's an effort to prevent the deportation of the new barbarians they brought in. Everyone knows that. James Lankford knows that too. Trump and his people have come out and said, we can't, we don't even have time. It'd take 1,000 years to deport all these people. Find out if they're not citizens, throw them on a plane and send them home. Then James Lankford goes on the news and says this.
It's a different process. It's often just literally what people call an immigration judge is not a typical federal judge or a state judge. So it's a very different process for it. But yes, there is a need to be able to give an opportunity for someone to be able to make an argument before they're removed in the country.
Let me explain this again in maybe a slightly different way than I have before. Mitch McConnell, James Lankford, John Thune, Tom Tillis, Cassidy, Lindsey Graham, all these types, the establishment swampy GOP senators, they make their living, they make their careers pretending to be on our side at specific moments in order to play us. And then when reforms, when real reform is at the doorstep, they stop it. That's how it's gone for the longest time. And the American people, to their credit, are starting to catch on to this. Look, John Cornyn is losing in his primary polling and is challenged with Ken Paxton next year in a primary. So let's not get ahead of ourselves and say he lost, but the American people are getting better. So comfort yourself with that as we go over this. But a guy like Lankford, we'll just make it about Lankford. He understands, everyone understands the game he has to play. He is from blood red Oklahoma, a state which I absolutely dearly love. Of course, everybody in Texas is going to get mad at me about that. But I was in the Marine Corps with a buddy from Oklahoma. I love the city, Oklahoma City. I like Oklahoma, whatever. But it's very, very red. The people there are wonderful. How does a loser like Lankford get elected in a state that is that red? Well, this is the danger for people who don't pay that much attention to politics the way you pay attention to politics. People either half pay attention or they don't pay attention at all. And if you half pay attention, then you end up getting screwed over and fooled by the people who claim to be helping you when they're actually hurting you. So James Lankford, for instance, what does he know? He knows his state is blood red. He knows his state is against illegal immigration. That's something that would pull very well in Oklahoma, being a border hawk. He knows that his state is going to be extremely evangelical. His voting base, they're going to mostly be church-going people. Maybe not most. Actually, yeah, I bet it is. Mostly church-going people in Oklahoma. James Lankford knows all of those things. But James Lankford also knows this. The real money, the real prestige, the lasting prestige comes with getting the swamp's approval. Not your approval, not the approval of the people in Oklahoma, the swamp
approving of James Lankford to some extent. Now, what does that mean, their approval? What does that get James Lankford personally? Okay, let's talk about that. One, it gets him campaign money. As we've discussed many times on the show, the people who raise big-time money in politics universally are liked by the swamp because they raise the money from the swamp, and then in turn, they use their position in Congress to hand out money back to the swamp. That's how it works. So we'll make it about the defense sector because that happens a lot. Lindsey Graham has made a fortune like this in politics, I mean. How does it work? Well, Lindsey Graham runs for office. Lindsey Graham wants to invade everywhere at all times and take vast quantities of your money and send it to the defense industry so they can buy more missiles and things like that. So they love Lindsey Graham. He's always going to find a way to hand them another $10 billion of your money. And so when Lindsey Graham is up for re-election, Lindsey Graham finds his campaign coffers full courtesy of the defense industry where he was just sending your money. That's how it works. James Lankford not only can get his campaign coffers filled by sucking up to the DC swamp when it matters, post-career James Lankford can be taken care of very well as well. You didn't think that DC swamp system was only for Democrats, right? It's also for Republicans who didn't screw Democrats over that much while they were in. James Lankford probably wants a prestigious position at a university somewhere, maybe in Oklahoma, maybe in D.C., maybe whatever. Well, if he's actually trying to reform things, if he's actually trying to change the corrupt system, he's never going to get that sweet gig at OU, that sweet $250,000 a year gig at OU to sit in on a couple board meetings. He's never going to get that if he's a real reformer and he understands that. He can only get that if he screws you over on behalf of the system when it matters most. So he plays the game. He plays the voters. That's what he does. He will, whenever it matters most, he will screw you over in your values. He will take things away from you. He will stand shoulder to shoulder with Democrats and propose an amnesty bill in an election year where immigration is hurting Democrats in the polls. James Lankford did that. James Lankford is the one, when St. George Floyd died, he's the Republican that ran to the news talking about how we had to change the name of military bases. Now, he knows you're not for any of these things. You're not for amnesty. You're not for all this leftist cancel culture crap. But he also understands the people who vote for him can be fooled with money. They go to James Lankford and they say, "Hey, Ginger, get over here. We need you to do this vote to screw over your voters. Don't worry. There's $10 million in campaign cash for you. We know you can just run some TV ads talking about how much you love Trump and you're great on the border. Wait till an election year, run those ads. The voters see it and go, he looks so nice. Look at that. He's at church. I go to church too. He's probably one of us." Don't think I'm picking on Oklahomans. We have one in Texas, Cornyn. The Dakotas, gosh, they're practically the lost cause. The Carolinas too, both of them. Georgia, two Democrats now, but Alabama, Louisiana, Cassidy, come on. What's Louisiana doing sending Cassidy there? But this is what works in red states. Screw over your voters enough times, but run campaign ads pretending like you're on their side in an election year. And in the end, you and your family get very well taken care of by the system because you were never that mean to the system. That's how that works. Let's move on. Do some emails before we get to the FBI Pam Bondi stuff. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I will get to this FBI Pam Bondi announcement from today, and we'll talk a little bit about Europe. We'll talk about Trump threatening Colorado. Let's do some emails, though, shall we? Hey, Stud Muffin. I like this lady. It seems like every time I turn around, there's a budget fight. I can't believe this only happens once a year. What happened to all the Doge cuts? Well, we talked about this before. There's doing good, and then there's pretending like you're doing good, playing people. In fact, this may come up again next hour when we go over the Pam Bondi, Cash Patel stuff. We'll come back to that in a little bit. Playing people. I just talked a little bit when I was talking about Lankford and Tom Tillis. Playing people. Doing the wrong thing when you have a chance to do the right thing. When it really, really matters, you do the wrong thing. But doing enough good things or pretending to do enough good things to fool people, to fool your voters. We want spending cuts. Anybody with half a brain knows the debt is too big. The deficit is too big, unsustainable, all those things. The reason your standard of living has gone down over the last 3-4 years is because government spending and money printing is out of control. That's why inflation's bad. That's why the cost of everything has gone up. That's why, period. And every Republican, I should say, talks about spending. We've got to cut spending, this ridiculous spending. And Trump, to his credit, grabbed Elon Musk, who gets a lot of credit for this too, being willing to do this, the richest man on the planet, who's really good at this stuff, steps up and says, hey, I will go into these government organizations, all of them, and I will find all the wasteful things in there. I'll go line by line with my team of super nerds through all these things, and we will find out the money that's being wasted that shouldn't be sent out. And I love that, and you love that, right? And we've cheered about that. Yeah, find it. We love that. But the truth is, those funds, all the ridiculous things they were sending money to, all of it authorized by Congress. All of it. Congress continues to pass gigantic bills with vast quantities of money being thrown at all these different federal agencies, and the federal agencies at their own discretion turn around and throw that money at the most despicable, disgusting things both abroad and right here at home. The real Doge cuts, the real cuts that make a difference, have to happen in Congress. Right now, the GOP House and the GOP Senate, they're having a big debate over who gets to spend more. That's the debate. There's no serious discussion about any spending cuts at all. And we have the House and Senate. And every one of these people in the House, in the Senate, and Trump himself, every single one of them will tell you that the debt's a big deal, that the deficit's a big deal, that we have to get spending under control. Every single one of them will tell you they want to, they're going to, we're going to dig into it. Well, you know when that happens? You know when you get spending under control? It's not with Elon Musk and the super nerds. You get spending under control right now. Right now is when it happens. When it comes time to come up with a budget, a bill, of everything, this is when the actual spending cuts that matter, this is when they happen. And this is when every single Republican, top to bottom, sits it out. Every one of them. Well, whatever. Nah, just pass, whatever. We can't cut. And they'll always give us this. Well, I mean, look, we have the midterms coming up. We really can't afford to cut anything for the midterms. We have the midterms. It's always after the next election. Just wait. Just wait till after the next election. The next election will do something. Hey, next election this, next election that, every single time. Dear Princess Mouse Paws, it's not very nice. You've mentioned a number of times Obama gutted all the flag officers who didn't line up with his Praetorian Guard vision of the military. How come we haven't heard about Trump/Hegseth replacing top brass? Has that been quietly happening? Feed the bar, says his name is Chris. Not ours, a good Chris. Okay, it has been happening, but slowly. Trump and Hegseth are very aware of the need to clean out the flag officer corps. Pete Hegseth announces, hey, we're dumping 20% of them. And I need to clarify this. You know I'm hard on everybody, and I always will be. These people, we need them. We need more, faster. But Obama replaces all these flag officers, right? And so let's say Obama did 100. It was more than that, but let's say Obama did 100. You, 100, you leave, I'm picking a new 100 communists to take over. Okay, so which he basically did. Think about that. But then Obama was there for 8 years. And during that 8 years, that if the 100 he put in, if you want to think about an organizational chart, that's the top line of the chart. But for 8 years, because these people were in charge, they were pushing their sick communism and promoting communism down the chart. So it's almost as if, think about soil, topsoil. Maybe you're thinking about planting a garden in the topsoil in your lawn. I go out there and I take poison. Roundup, you know, Roundup kills everything. I take Roundup and I dump a gallon of it on the soil. Well, you better hurry. Why? Because the poison, the longer you wait, is working its way down, because that's how gravity works, through the soil, poisoning more and more and more at greater and greater depth. And the longer you wait, the more topsoil you are going to have to dig out and remove to get the poison out of the soil. Obama's 8 years, and then combine that with Joe Biden's 4 years, gave us 12 years of poison working its way down through the soil in the military. That was a long way of me telling you it's going to take a lot longer than 4 years to get out all of that rot. Even if you can't snap your fingers and do it overnight, and Trump and Hegseth have to deal with the fact that there are things going on in the globe we need the military for. They have all kinds of different things going on right now. It's a big old mess. They're working on it, but it's a big old mess. All right, we'll talk a little bit about 2028. I want to talk about what Trump said about Colorado, but I am going to address this Pam Bondi Cash Patel thing in just a moment. Before I address that, Ob has been doing something in the House that I've been wanting to do for a long time. She's putting up pictures of the various things we've done with our families over the years, just, you know, family reunions or a vacation or stuff like that. Just the memories, man. That's what pictures and videos are. They're everything, right? Well, you need to get all your stuff digitized so you can look at those things on your phone or on your computer, and so those things last forever. That baby book of your kiddos, it's one fire away from being gone. Those camcorder tapes, VHS tapes, the whole movies you made, every day they're fading. Every single day. Humidity, heat, cold, just time. Legacy Box will digitize all of those things and then send you back the originals. They'll send you a box. You just put your things in the box, send it to Tennessee. They'll hand digitize everything and send it all back to you. Get your stuff digitized, please. Keep those memories. They're everything. So much more important than stuff. LegacyBox.com/Jesse gets you a big discount. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.